This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that breaking language barriers should be our collective responsibility. Inaugurating the 98th Akhil Bharatiya Marathi Sahitya Sammelan in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi highlighted that many saints of Maharashtra showed society a new direction through the Bhakti movement in the Marathi language.
जब भारत को आध्यात्मिक ऊर्जा की जरूरत हुई तो महाराष्ट्र के महान संतों ने ऋषियों के ज्ञान को मराठी भाषा में सुलभ कराया। महाराष्ट्र के कितने ही संतों ने भक्ति आंदोलन के जरिए मराठी भाषा में समाज को नई दिशा दिखाई।
प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी सेड द गवर्नमेंट सीज एवरी लैंग्वेज एज मेनस्ट्रीम वॉइस. He pointed out that there has never been any enmity among Indian languages, rather they have enriched each other. The three-day Sammelan will host a diverse array of panel discussions, book exhibitions, cultural performances and interactive sessions with eminent literary figures. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has underlined that in order to retain its leadership, the G20 must be accurately reflective of global challenges in their entirety. He said this during his remarks at the G20 Foreign Ministers' Meeting session on G20 objectives for 2025 at Johannesburg in South Africa yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar stressed that the G20 must always place the imperatives of collaboration higher than the compulsions of competition. On international disaster response, Dr. Jaishankar said, India supports strong frameworks for preparedness, emergency response, recovery and reconstruction. Earlier, Dr. S. Jaishankar held a meeting with his Chinese counterpart, Wang Yi, on the sidelines of the G20 foreign ministers meeting. Dr. S. Jaishankar also met Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong and French Foreign Minister Jean-Noel Barrot at the India-Australia-France trilateral meeting in Johannesburg yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the three countries have shared interests in the Indo-Pacific and the potential to strengthen each other's position. The External Affairs Minister also met EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Kaja Kallas, on the sidelines of the G20 Foreign Ministers' meeting. They discussed India-EU ties, developments in Europe, the Ukraine conflict and other global issues. Home Minister Amit Shah held an educational interaction with the students of the rural and tribal community of Santokba Dhulakia Vidya Mandir, Dang district of Gujarat at Gujarat Bhavan in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Shah emphasized that the upliftment and empowerment of the tribal community is a priority for the government. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said sustainable development is no longer an option and it is the only way out. Addressing the inaugural session of the 21st African Asian Rural Development Organization conference in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Dhankar said the foundation of sustainable development can be laid with the help of the rural sector. The Pusa Krishi Vigyan Mela 2025 will be organized in New Delhi today. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will inaugurate the Mela. The theme of the three-day fair is Unnat Krishi Viksit Bharat. The government has said that around 17 lakh new employees have been enrolled under the Employees' State Insurance Scheme in the month of December 2024. As per the provisional payroll data of ESIC released yesterday, 20,360 new establishments were brought under the Social Security ambit of the ESI scheme during the month, ensuring social security for more workers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow. It will be the 119th episode of the monthly radio program. Hamas has announced the names of latest Israeli hostages to be released today amid mounting outrage over the Palestinian group's admission that it released the wrong body instead of Shiribi Basis. In ICC Champions Trophy cricket, South Africa defeated Afghanistan by 107 runs in a Group B fixture in Karachi last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.